The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
It was a very tough day. It hit us like a ton of bricks and like a spear to our soul. He put up a valiant effort for about 11 days on a respirator. Just couldn't go any longer.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
The local donut shop was allowed to stay open, but the church implementing exactly the same social distance, it was not allowed to be open.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
It's simply his own word, and the property owner has to accept the resident's word. And this is especially troubling for my friend who is a sort of accidental landlord, if you will.
On AM 870, The Answer.
Other cyber criminals can basically hack into those cameras and now use those cameras to launch attacks on other businesses.
We begin this week with our segment at the heart of the homeless crisis, and we turn to Andy Bales, Union Rescue Mission. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Larry.
Andy, last week when we spoke, you talked about a member of Union Rescue Mission staff who was very ill. We saw the news reports that individual did pass, didn't he?
He did, yes. Gerald Chiroma, a beloved van driver, came to us as a guest, went through our recovery program, became an apprentice in the building, then became an apprentice driver, and he did so well. We hired him as a driver. As his cousin said, you gave Gerald a new life, a new community, a new family. He ended well, and he let us know that he passed away 15 minutes ago. Trying to remember exactly what day that was, Monday or Tuesday, but it was a very tough day. Hit us like a ton of bricks and like a spear to our soul. He put up a valiant effort for about 11 days on a respirator. Just couldn't go any longer. And it just really sobered us up to reiterate all the guidelines. Wash your hands every 30 minutes, wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart. And so his struggle inspired us to buckle down even more. And his last days of struggle caused us to really go to our knees in prayer. And so far, no other on-site folks have come down with the COVID-19. We did have a person that we sent out, very vulnerable. We sent him out to a local hotel on April 3rd, and I think it was Thursday that he tested positive, but we're hoping for the best for him. I've also heard of a construction worker at another agency downtown, but those are the only three that we know of so far on Skid Row, which is very sad, but it's also a miracle in itself.
Andy Bales with us from Union Rescue Mission. Andy, we've gone past Easter now. We're pushing through the month here of April. How are you doing? How are you personally doing through all this?
I'm doing okay. I finally learned to take a little bit of time off. I think the first 21 days I worked 15 or 16 hours a day, and then I took a weekend at least to work from home, and have had a little bit more balanced life. But I got to tell you, the couple things that are affecting me are a heavy weight on my chest at all times. It's like similar to when I had a heart attack years ago. But my wife tells me it's just the stress that people describe in dealing with COVID-19. So it feels like an elephant on your chest a lot of the time. And then I'm having nightmares, even after I prayed Easter that it would be removed. I'm having nightmares of having to put together emails to warn everybody or to alert everybody of someone being sick, or And so that's what I'm doing in my sleep is what I'm doing during the day. So those are two issues that probably going to need some help with.
Right. I mean, we hear the medical experts saying PTSD would not be unusual for what you're going through.
Yeah, that's what I'm realizing, and just hoping to continue doing a good job of looking out for all of our guests. I was on the phone with a judge this morning with another contact for masks on how to get masks out to the people on the streets, as well as all of our guests. We've gotten them to all of our guests, all of our staff, but now it's time to get masks out to the folks on the streets and help them avoid it where they are until we can get them inside somewhere.
Andy Bales from Union Rescue Mission. We know that the mayor has worked to open up rec centers, adding thousands of beds, but still, even with all that, there are still tens and 20s and 30s and 40s of thousands of people who are still sleeping out at night. And we've gone through a week of rain on and off. It has to be really tough on Skid Row and across Los Angeles for those who don't have shelter.
It is, and it's driven many people inside. More people are coming inside than ever before, and I was so glad. I think Monday night I said on Fox that once we get them in, let's not send them out. Let's never go back to being the city that we were living in, but let's become the city of angels. And within a couple of days, the mayor was saying the very same thing. Once we get people off the streets, it would be a shame to send them out. So I know his rec centers are at about 95% capacity, which means if you build it, they will come, but we're just not able to build fast enough. We need to, we need FEMA-like help to come in. And there are people who will not come in. There are people who are carrying on life as if nothing has happened. They're not keeping social distance. They're so disenfranchised that they're just going to party until the end. But what they don't realize, or they realize and don't take caution, is that, you know, this is a very dangerous behavior to be out on the streets and being so close together without protection.
Sure. Andy Bales with this Union Rescue Mission. Andy, you were talking about getting supplies in there. Are things easing up a bit? Is it possible to get the things you need, the masks? How about the sanitation wipes and the various disinfectant things like that? Are you getting what you need?
No, I think we only have, as far as what we need, we're only doing well with masks and gloves. Everything else, I think there's going to be a shortage. Food, there's going to be a shortage. Meat, Smithfield's Meats just closed today. Another pork producer said we're going to have a shortage of meat. We're going to face some tough times ahead if this continues, as far as getting what we need, especially to feed people. That's besides the safety, feeding people is the biggest challenge right now.
Yeah.
Toilet paper is still a huge challenge as well. Some folks are saying, yeah, we're getting food on Skid Row, but we're not getting toilet paper. So we continue to have some struggles.
Andy, we see the images on TV of the food banks across the nation and people just lined up in cars.
Yeah.
What is the impact when the food banks are getting hit so hard right now because people don't have work? What does that do to your food supply?
So far, we're doing okay. Went down to a friend's house and picked up 4,000 oranges over the weekend, so we have plenty of vitamin C. We've arranged creatively with some restaurants to provide our food, but if this is prolonged, we will indeed again be worried about our food supply. I was so saddened to watch as people like you and me, hardworking people like you and me, thrilled over one small food box because they are indeed going hungry. Especially I saw the clip in San Diego where the line was for miles, much like it was back during the days of rationing in the Great Depression. This is going to be a challenge unlike any other we've ever faced.
Yeah, we have these beautiful supermarkets full of food, but yet people's income has really gone down. They're getting some of their government checks now, so there's going to be some help on the way this week. but it is certainly a challenge, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we need to be looking out for our neighbors and praying for each other. And when we know a neighbor in need and we have enough to share, we need to make sure we share and help each other. We can do this if we work together, but we need to watch out for each other.
On a special thought here, how did your Easter service go? You were going to do it virtually.
I did it virtually. I had one other friend, Tim Peters, on the rooftop with me. I had John Lochmer, our marketing director, videotaping. And we had Maria, one guest, up on the roof with us, a sweet little lady who knew the entire history of Union Rescue Mission. She was my one amener, saying amen as I shared. And then we had a young lady named Glenna from the New York Times. So there may be an article coming out about our virtual rooftop sunrise service. Unusual. I've never done anything like that. And good Friday, we did the same thing. I did it from my closet/office, a Good Friday morning's service. And over 2,000 views on the Good Friday morning, and over 1,000, even though we started off a little crooked on our virtual sunrise service, but it ended up unusual, but okay. And you know, the truth is true whether we're in these times or not. God's with us today because of Easter Sunday, and he's walking with us through all of this.
Got about 30 seconds for the message you gave. What message did you give last week?
Well, the Good Friday morning was the fact that Jesus endured so much for us, and we can suffer and serve others while suffering as Jesus did. And then the Easter sunrise service, of course, was Jesus is alive and well, and he's with us today. None of this suffering is a surprise to him because he endured more suffering than we could ever imagine. And also the women, the amazing women that were so close to Jesus were inspiring, and we need to have the devotion that they had.
Put in your mention for Union Rescue Mission. You got about 15 seconds.
So any help you can give, no amount is too large or too small, urm.org. You can make a difference, help us keep stepping up to the need. It's like the feeding of the 5,000 happening every day. We need your help. Thank you.
Andy Bales, CEO, Union Rescue Mission. Thank you. Be well.
You too, Larry. Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.